The end of episode 7 of Twin Peaks The Return, cheekily entitled There's a Body All Right, is caught between two experimental film traditions of the 1960s, that of pop artist Andy Warhol and the structural cinema of Michael Snow. In my favorite shot of the entire series thus far, a worker at the Roadhouse Bar sweeps up the floor. The camera is static, in long shot such that we see a huge swath of the floor, with the bar in the background at a 45-degree angle to the camera axis. The shot at first seems completely banal, and yet as it continues for well over 2 minutes, the floor of the roadhouse becomes more interesting, aesthetically, narratively, ideologically. The shot tests the patience of the viewer, yet it also engages their obsessive-compulsive desires. Will we get to see the worker finish cleaning the floor? In its static simplicity, Lynch captures what television almost never attempts, the celebration of the pure banality of everyday life. It is simply a fact that the worker must sweep the entire floor. The excruciating length of the shot forces us to realize that to keep viewership, television incessantly cuts around such uninteresting behavior. This convention radically distorts our experience of the world, demanding that our lives be more interesting than they can possibly be. The static camera and the studied composition is most reminiscent of the 1960 films of Andy Warhol. Shot at a similar-looking warehouse in Greenwich Village, The Factory, Warhol's films consist of long takes in long shot away from the actors so that we can see their relationship to one another. In 1965's Vinyl, an adaptation of Anthony Burgess's experimental novel A Clockwork Orange, the incompetent actors, Gerard Malanga, Edie Sedgwick, sit at the factory mumbling their lines while slumped in chairs. Lynch replicates the Warhol setup with fascinating results. 2 minutes and 10 seconds into the long take, the phone rings. Lynch cuts into a close-up on the face of Jacques Renault. As was the case 25 years ago, he's peddling prostitutes. When the unknown caller on the other end of the phone apparently complains that the girls were only 15 years old, Renault indignantly states that the roadhouse has been owned by the Renault family for 57 years, and he will not allow two whores to threaten his business. The incorrect temporality of the long take of the sweeping man calls attention to the fact that something is horribly wrong with the narration. We saw Leland Palmer suffocate Jacques Renault 25 years ago. The fact that the Renaults have been pimps for half a century, spanning the present, the time of Laura Palmer, and even earlier, might indicate some form of a time loop. After a cut back to the worker finishing sweeping, the episode resumes its narrative course. We watch a corrupt warden allow the evil Dale Cooper to escape from prison. However, the episode's last shot returns us again to the world of experimental cinema. At the Double R Diner, the waitresses feed a hungry crowd. A man rushes in, screaming if anyone knows the whereabouts of Billy. When no one responds, he rushes down the street, presumably to find help. No one in the diner reacts to this hubbub, instead merely returning to eating their food. Lynch rolls the end credits, similarly without any reaction on the part of his camera or the show's narration. The refusal of the characters to engage with a fellow human in distress might merely point to the fact that this very different town of Twin Peaks from the one we fondly remember is also caught in the time loop. However, the scene also recalls Michael Snow's structural film Wavelength from 1967, a 45-minute long take of a zoom across the living room of an apartment. Halfway through, a man arrives and dies, collapsing in front of the camera. Snow refuses to react to the startling development, not even tilting the camera downward, instead stubbornly continuing the zoom into a photograph on the wall of an ocean wave. Wavelength replaces Warhol's cinema of boredom with the isolation of a particular cinematic practice, in this case the zoom, choosing aesthetics over narrative. In trapping the ending sequence of Episode 7 of Twin Peaks The Return between Warhol and Snow, between pop art and structural cinema, David Lynch repurposes experimental cinema for the creation of one of the most thought-provoking summers in the history of American television,